What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, I have another relatively short episode, but huge episode nonetheless that I am super excited to record for you. Like I've said before, it seems like every day there is breaking news in the AI marketing world that's changing the AI marketing landscape, and today is no different. Today, it happens to be, once again, Meta, who is throwing the punch in the fight for AI dominance, but in a rather unexpected area, in the search arena, in the search industry. It's been reported that Meta is developing an AI-powered search engine. Which obviously has huge implications for search in general, the new and competitive AI search space especially, but of course for us as marketers as well. It is thought that one of the main reasons that Meta is striking out on this endeavor to enter the search space and tackle competitors like Google and Microsoft with their search engines and Bing is to actually reduce their dependence and reliance on Google and Microsoft. Currently, Meta relies on both of them to provide news and data to users across their platforms. And obviously, Google certainly has a stranglehold on the search landscape, and it's the dominant one. But Microsoft Bing is, well, being a far second, is still second. And so, again, Meta currently relies on them to provide a lot of the news and data to its users. So reducing that reliance is certainly going to benefit Meta in the long run. And like I said, Meta currently relies on them to not only provide data and news and content to users across its social platforms, but most importantly, the users in its Meta AI tool, which is rapidly expanding as far as user adoption as well. Additionally, Meta is now taking on competitors in the specific AI search space like Perplexity and Google, again, who has definitely incorporated AI overviews into their search experience. We've been talking about AI overviews for quite a while now. In fact, they just expanded AI overviews to over 100 additional countries and languages, so it's still very much a part of their growing search experience. And it's also being reported that Apple may be working on an AI search platform. There's been news and reports that ChatGPT has been working on AI search for some time as well. So AI search is very quickly becoming a race of its own within the greater AI race. And that AI search race is something that we've already talked about on the show before, and as much as it will affect SEO marketers or SEO specialists and just traditional keyword-based search engines in general. We've talked about how the search experience itself will change for the user, how it becomes much more conversational, and the fact that it uses and understands natural language and context is going to make the experience for the human user much smoother and much more powerful. And not only that, but the semantic and contextual understanding that a search engine gains when it has the power of these AI models behind it is incredibly impactful. For instance, Perplexity now has a reasoning capability within its AI search engine, making the results far more contextualized and relevant to what the user is actually researching or educating themselves on. An AI-powered search engine is also going to be able to perform a level of hyper-personalization within the search experience for the user. Of course, there are all the technical aspects of digital marketing that are going to be, search that are going to be affected as well, or SEO. These AI search engines aren't going to be quite as simple as the traditional, again, searching for relevant keywords or other traditional markers or indicators for SEO bots or crawlers. We've already seen with the helpful content update within the Google search engine how much better search platforms are getting at truly understanding the content regarding its quality to the user and its relevance. And that's only going to increase as AI and reasoning in particular are introduced to search algorithms. So being able to tap into user intent and the context of what your users are searching for is only going to become more important because that is what the AI is going to be so good at doing on behalf of the user. And so you'll need to be able to do it too. Another thing to consider is how this will provide a swell once again to voice search because of it's the aspect of natural language and the ease of which humans can communicate now with these AI models using natural language. We've seen a rise in voice-activated features with the advanced voice mode in ChatGPT and other models implementing voice activation. So that's going to translate over into these search engines as well, for sure. And as these models and as the technology becomes better at understanding human speech, people are going to be much more willing to simply use their voice in place of traditional input to their devices. So this means that voice search optimization is very much going to be a key strategy or tactic in the future. And that means that the queries that people are searching with are going to change as well, from chunks of keywords to more natural language queries and sentences. One thing that makes this announcement about Meta entering the search arena so incredibly interesting to me is that the fact that it is Meta, that it's Zuckerberg now jumping into the search space, and specifically the unique advantage that Meta is going to have over its competitors in this space because of the huge social media ecosystem that they have access to, obviously. And by being able to integrate this new search platform with Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp, and the user environments for those tools and those communities, that very quickly becomes a seamless AI search experience for billions of users. So that makes that incredibly interesting. And not surprisingly, this has not been a hastily put together thing. Apparently, it's been in the making for quite some time. According to an article from TechLoy, TechLoy, linked in the show notes, AI detection tools have flagged Meta crawlers or Meta AI crawlers collecting data from the internet or on the internet since at least July 2023, so a little over a year now. So the AI model or AI search engine definitely won't be starting from scratch out of the gate. It's also been reported that Meta is partnering with Reuters to strengthen the capabilities and the power of this AI search experience initially and reduce, again, its reliance on Google and Microsoft for news and information to supply to its users. Of course, the fact that this is being done by Meta is not only what makes it so incredibly interesting, but it also presents some very unique challenges and questions and considerations as well. Meta has definitely been the center point in data privacy and some data controversy for quite some time, and that's not going to change now when they are able to utilize their vast network of personal data for search personalization and search advertising. It has become pretty apparent to everybody that not just in Meta, but any social media app can create an echo chamber for its users. You can find yourself in a bit of a bubble surrounded by people or businesses or influencers that share your opinion, regardless of what that opinion is. And this can often be an environment that's ripe for either misinformation or just inaccurate information or misconception. In any case, search is certainly an area where you don't want any bias in one direction or another as to the information that you're going to be able to get, and you certainly don't want any doubt to the accuracy of that information, both of which are concerns that are not going to be reduced by, first, AI entering the search space, but second, Meta particularly entering the search space. So, another day, another huge update in the world of AI. I, for one, think it's a good thing that there's another competitor in the search engine space, which has basically been a monopoly for the last, 20 years or 26 years since Google was founded. I don't know when they took over exactly, by as far as like 50% of the market share. I think they're up to like 90% now, but I think it'll be good and healthy for them to be challenged by another big player. So definitely keep listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. We will stay on top of all the updates with all things AI search, but definitely the reported new search engine from Meta. And that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated, and it's so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.